Good morning. Welcome to the Full Totness Breakfast on Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Can you hear me, Katie? I hope you can. I think you can. Me, Peter Schoen. What else do I have to say? Did I say Sound Art Radio? I probably did. But if you're listening to this, you already know it's Sound Art Radio because you've tuned in. So pointless saying that, really. Hot day today. But it's the... what is it today? It's the Full Totness Breakfast with that Friday feeling. And on the show today, we will be joined by Katie Whitehouse and Hugh Nankerville, who is writing a song with a partner. We'll find out more about that later on. And they've chosen the subject and they'll be on the show later on. Now, we'll be inviting them. It's another musician from up north, by the way. So excited about that. Okay, we've got some tracks as chosen by Katie Whitehouse this morning, and we're starting off with the Lunar Tractors and Lover, Lover, Lover.
I asked my father, I said, Father, change my name. The one I'm using now, it's covered up with fear and filth and cowardice and shame. Yes, and lover, 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 come back to me. Yes, and lover, 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 come back to me. He said, I locked you in this body. I meant it as a kind of trial. Use it for a weapon or to make some woman smile. Yes, lover, 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 come back to me. Yes, lover, 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 come back to me. Then let me start again, I cry. Let me start again. I want a faceless fam this time. I want a spirit that is cold. Yes, lover, 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 come back to me. Yes, lover, 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 lover. I never turned aside, he said. I never walked away. It was you who built the temple, and it was you who covered up my face. Lover, 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 come back to me. Ooh, yes, lover. Come back to me. Lover, 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 come back to me.
Luna Tractors, Lover, Lover, Lover. And that's a duo with drums and theatrics. That's basically Luna Tractors, isn't it? Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm very well.
Good.
So good. The Luna Tractors, they've been on the show. We've had them on this program, have we not?
We had them on the show from their bed, which I really loved. And they are fantastic. After we'd spoken to them on the show, I actually caught them live at Beardy Folk Festival and was completely blown away. They're an alt folk duo, and it's a collaboration between Carly Jefferson, who's a choreographer and percussionist, and the non-binary vocalist and composer Claire Lecouteur. And they are a stunning combination of tonal percussion, tap dance, harmonic singing, whistles, drones, big, big, bold sound, and not a guitar in sight. So they're really reimagining folk. And they also have a really dry, gorgeous sense of humour, which makes a live show really compelling.
Mm.
I was captivated for the whole of their set, and I thought, well, if they're coming to Devon, I would love to get them to play live here. And this weekend, I actually discovered they were playing in Cornwall on Sunday, so they're taking the opportunity to play live for us in Devon at beautiful Ashburn Burton Arts Centre this Saturday, tomorrow that is, the 17th of July. And I absolutely can't wait. And they've just released a brilliant album, The Missing Star, which we've played a couple of tracks from already. But today, this morning, I was thinking, what do I want to play today? And I picked that cover of Lover, 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 Leonard Cohen's song. So I love their delivery of it. The close harmonies and the percussion and the sparseness of the strings. Yeah. And they just have a completely non-apologetic approach, and they own that song. And I got lost in it. I think it was last night. I'm going to miss that. And I thought, yeah, what? You have to come. That's so rude of you. But anyway,
I cannot come. Send my apologies.
If you can't come, spread the word. Yeah, spread the word to the whole of Totnes and surrounding areas, because
They are impressive.
Yearning and aching in that song.
I was very excited about seeing them perform, because I think they're very theatrical.
Yeah, well, for sure they'll be back. So
good.
For sure.
Catch them next time.
We fall out horribly, but yeah.
I can't imagine
that. Anyway, I really love that. I'm really looking forward to that. And they are part of, I've really wanted this show to celebrate a particular section of Global Music Match, which we've discussed before, a global collaboration of amazing artists from around the world, divided into teams, and each team has six artists from all over the world. But of course, each country also is a team, and I'm focusing on Team England today, and Luna Tractors are part of the winning Team England. Yeah,
that was a cutting comment.
Cutting, not wanted to rub it in, but yeah.
Yeah, so who are we
getting? You know me in football.
Who is?
So next up is a beautiful singer-songwriter, Lucy Farrell, who's originally from Kent, and Lucy grew up going to folk festivals and studied folk and traditional music at Newcastle University. But she's performed and recorded with, you know, the Emily Portman Trio with Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band, and as a duo with Johnny Kearney. And I've actually...
folk royalty.
I've picked, folk royalty. Well, I think she's destined to be folk royalty herself. She's got a new a debut album in the offing via the independent label Hudson's Records. But meanwhile, while we're waiting for that, which I think it's coming out next year, I've picked a favourite track of mine, Lucy with Johnny Kearney, and it's called To the Boy.
To the boy, halfway out of the door, stay till I'm sure, and I'll order you another one with raisins in and cherry. carries on, so we won't have to talk anymore. So we won't have to talk anymore. From a girl with one eye on the skyline, counting peaks and towers, but I keep seeing sorrow flying, wishing it away, till I don't know what to say anymore. Till I don't know what to say anymore. To the boy on the end of my arm, come meet me somewhere halfway, 'cause I heard everything that you had to say, but now we can't play anymore. Your daggers out and I hid in the crowd, but now we can't hide anymore. But now I can't hide anymore.
There we go, To the Boy, Lucy Farrell. And we just discovered it's from a movie. So good. Hello.
Yeah,
have you
beautiful.
Gone?
So beautiful. Really, really beautiful. I love the sparsity and of it. I just disappeared into a reverie because I love that song so much, and Lucy's voice, so beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm really enjoying getting to know the music from all the Global Music Match artists, but the team England is a very strong team, very very strong team, and. Actually, the next artist I'm going to play, Chris Cleverly, is also coming to Devon.
Oh, now that's royalty as well.
So get this one in your diary now, Peter, before you get double booked. So he's actually playing on July the 30th and the 31st. So July the 30th at the B Bar, the gorgeous B Bar in Plymouth, which is a noodle bar and a music venue. It's absolutely great in there, really fun.
Yeah, we played there a long time ago.
You played there?
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah, it is.
Really good fun. That's on the 30th, and then on the 31st, he's playing at the new World Unlimited venue. You know, they used to run gigs at King's Kerswell Parish Church.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have now moved to Abbotsbury Church, which is in Newton Abbot. And it looks absolutely great venue, really, really good. So they found a really good replacement for that. And I know what they do, Graham and Kate, they set up really early. They get there like so early during the day because they transform the place, the space. You have, by the time we get in there as the punters, there's little lights, kind of little light show on the ceiling. And
oh, cool.
Many, many standard lamps creating a kind of really intimate effect. Atmosphere. And anyway, that's going to be a great gig on the 31st, and that one is a double header, Chris Cleverly with Dan Whitehouse, who we're going to play a bit later as well. But
right,
anyway, I've picked The Scarlet Letter. This is a reworking of an older song by Chris, which is on his brand new solo acoustic album, which is coming out on the 6th of August, and it's called Live from the Glass Isle. And it's a series of stripped back recordings. They're adapted versions of songs from his previous two studio albums, arranged exclusively by him for solo guitar and voice. So really, I'll speak a bit more about it after the song, but have a listen, because this is a really, I think this is a very sympathetic reworking of the story that's written in Nathaniel Hawthorne's novel, The Scarlet Letter, which is about a woman who is kind of her husband. She goes ahead early to the New World, and her husband doesn't join her and he's missing, presumed dead, and she turns to the local pastor the local pastor for comfort, although, you know, either would be useful. And she gets pregnant and has a baby, and she's completely outcast and has to wear a big letter A, a scarlet letter A on her. But to show she's an adulteress, and she's completely scorned. It's just horrible, isn't it? Just how vile are people and how judgmental when we're all human. And I really love, what I love about this song is Chris tells it from a really sympathetic point of view from Hester's point of view.
Thank you.
have to do. The Scarlet Letter. very, very good. Yeah, that's we've had so that good. On the show before. I know that as a different version. But that's
yeah,
a really,
you've heard the song,
really
but this
nice,
is this is clean, entirely new.
Clean version, isn't it? It's unadulterated, yeah. That.
Yeah, really, really beautiful. Really beautiful.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It's actually recorded a stone's throw from the foot of Glastonbury Tor on the 1st of August, which was a pagan festival. And at dawn that morning, Chris walked the spiral path of the Tor's labyrinthine perimeter, ascending to the summit beneath a cleansing sunrise. I mean, I actually love the poetry and spirituality of that. I've listened to the whole album. It's really dreamlike and ethereal in production. And
fantastic.
Yeah. Full of late summer mysticism.
And is there anybody who hasn't walked that labyrinthine path up to the top of the Tor? I don't know. Everybody's done.
What are you saying? Surely. Are you saying this isn't special? I don't think
that's not what I said. I didn't say that at all.
God, you're so rude. Also, you have to now come to the gig.
Okay.
As penance.
I will give
as
it
pagan penance.
Well,
for your
I'm
sins.
Actually you sold the venue to me, so I've just got to go even if it's just
that's also rude. I sold the gig to you. And yeah.
Right. Well, while you're and taking offense, can you get on with the other ones?
Okay. All right. So the next global music match in Team England player is Eliza Marshall, who you might know if you listen to Ranagrai, the folk band.
I was going to say, how are you pronouncing this? Ranagrai? How did
Ranagrai.
You? Ranagrai. Okay.
Just say it with confidence and that's
people
how it's
believe
pronounced. Okay.
You don't actually know, do you? You just gone, that's how I'm saying it. That's the way it's going to be.
Eliza, you may have heard her before, but she's actually incredible a flute player. She's toured with Peter Gabriel throughout Europe, North and South America. You can hear her playing on film scores and albums, including for Ridley Scott and Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings, The Great Gatsby, with Paul McCartney. There's just such a long list here that I have to stop, but Eliza, I'm really, really interested in a new project, her latest project, which is called Freedom to Roam, which is launching at Cecil Sharp House in December, December 2021. And this is really going to help establish Eliza as a solo artist. And I won't talk more about it now, but I'd love to get Eliza on the show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, to talk about it, hopefully, and to play some of her new material. But I've picked I ran a great track. What did I pick? Oh, yeah, Fearabata, which is it's a very traditional Gaelic song, and it's a Gaelic song, and it's a song of unrequited love for a young fisherman.
I love
very
the way you said Gaelic song then. Not Gaelic. Did you mean Gaelic?
Just play the music.
Okay.
And I'll have a word with you.
Abata by Ranagri. Ranagri, how are you going to say it?
Ranagri.
Ranagri.
Yeah, anyway, really, really beautiful. I absolutely love that. Really, again, another song to kind of disappear into.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm aware we're short of time, so I'm going to move on to the next track, which is which is a Dan Whitehouse track. So we've played loads of Dan's songs on the show, and I'm a really big fan of Dan's, and I've worked with him on a Company of Song and on some Arts Council funding projects, etc. But Dan was he's recently returned from 18 months in Japan, and finally he has the chance to perform songs from his acclaimed double album release, Dreamland Tomorrow, which was released in May 2020. And of course, he couldn't get out there and tour it at all, but we had amazing, fantastic reviews and great radio play. But Dan's going to be joining Chris in that beautiful World Unlimited gig on July the 31st in Newton Abbot. And I've picked this magnificent track, Teach You How to Fly, which Dan co-wrote with Jason Tarver, and was inspired by a BBC documentary that he saw about Illinois aerial performer Jennifer Bricker, who was born without legs but became a gymnastics champion at the age of 11. And that just is such an incredible story of courage and perseverance and following your dream. But that's not even the half of it, because she'd fallen in love with the sport after she'd watched 14-year-old Dominique Moissonneau win a gold medal for America at the 1996 Olympics. And this is such an incredible story, as it turned out. So she was captivated by Dominique and inspired her to become a gymnast herself. But as it turned out, she was adopted at birth. They were Romanian sisters. Yeah, she was a sister. Basically, she was watching her sister on TV, and she didn't even know. So she was adopted at birth, and she discovered that Dominique was her sister later on. So she's inspired by watching this gymnast on TV. Even though she had no legs, she became a champion gymnast herself. And then later in life, she realized that she and the 14-year-old she'd watched were actually sisters who'd been separated.
Crikey. Wow.
Presumably she was adopted because she was born with that disability. And so this is really a fantastic, beautiful storytelling in song by Dan.
Okay. So, Teach You How to Fly.
By the age of 3, she was climbing trees, never stopped to think. She was anything less than girl on TV. She was drawn to her, the way she moved, as if she flew out of the screen. I was lost without you, though I didn't know who you were. Tumbling through our separate lives, resisting the pull of the earth. Lie me down, we can share the sky. Wrap me in a loop of silk and I'll teach you how to fly. Well, it runs in the blood. Her body shook, that girl gave her belief. When it came the reply, a letter said, you're a sister of mine. I was lost without you, though I didn't who you were. Tumbling through our separate lives, resisting the pull of the earth. Lie me down, we can share the sky. Wrap me in a loop of silk and I'll teach you how to fly. Lie me down, we can share the sky. Wrap me in a loop of silk and I'll teach you how to fly.
Teach You How to Fly by Dan Whitehouse, as chosen by Katie Whitehouse. But we're also joined now by Hugh Nankerville and James Barr Bowen. Good morning, you two.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are we all?
Yeah, very good. It was a bit of an early start, but you know, we can cope. Just.
And Barr's on holiday here at the moment, and I said, well, if it's Friday morning and it's songwriting, you're up at 7 o'clock. So Barr said, as long as there's a lot of very strong coffee, that's fine.
Good man.
Yeah, I've only had one so far, so I'm flaking now. I'm keeling over. It's very warm in here. I open my window, actually. I'm going to do that. So we might get some bird song in the background, if you like. Now, what have you been you've been writing a song for us this morning. What have you been doing?
Yeah, we took the story of the restoration work wipes the smile off the face of the Dutch vegetable seller. That was our starting point, which is one of those stories about, you know, that someone 400 years ago had restored a painting and they'd added a smile because they thought she looked a bit glum. And it's a really fantastic picture of a vegetable seller. And they've restored her to looking a little bit glum, haven't they, Barr?
And she's surrounded by the amazing vegetables and everything. But ridiculous, really.
Not talking about the Conservative government here. We're talking about a painting by... Who's the painting by?
Well, they think it might be by Buchalaya. Uh-huh. They're not even sure. I think it looks a bit like a Peter Ertzen, being an expert on Flemish paintings of the late Renaissance. But who would know?
And I have no idea.
So the painting was done originally, and then how much longer afterwards did someone decide that they didn't like her face and modify it so that she's all smiley?
Well, it's not clear. What happened was it was hung in a stately home somewhere, and they put it in the frame that was the wrong size, wrong shape. So they messed around with it with various things, and somebody decided, actually, let's make her smile a little bit because she'll sell more vegetables or something. this is all the theory. And then somebody said, hang on, that's not right. So they took it apart and cleaned it up, and they've realised that she's a bit more miserable looking than they thought at first.
We have the technology to find this out with x-rays and stuff now, don't we? The song you've written for us this morning, who's doing is there vocals on it?
There is, yeah.
Barr's on lead vocals and I'm doing some backing vocals, and there's a bit of, there's some recorder, a bit of viola and a piano. Oh, and there's a bit of tambourine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very acoustic.
Yeah, you tried to get. We talked about trying to get some sort of, you know, Baroque feel or something, you know, and possibly a bit Dutch or something. But I'm not sure that that's quite what's happened. But
I love the detail that you go into when you're writing these instant songs, where everybody else just be clamoring to make chords out. You're actually
we wanted a hurdy-gurdy, but we didn't have one. Okay. So I'm playing the viola instead.
You could have put a message out on Facebook saying, anybody got a hurdy-gurdy we can use? You probably would have had one with
anybody within
seconds.
10 minutes yes, of here. Right. Yes.
Okay, should we have Upturned Smile for you?
Yeah.
For you too, or is that actually just on your message?
Upturned Smile by both of us, yes. That's okay.
A restorer must have decided that to sell vegetables she should be smiling. And the rogue edition of an upturned smile, the rogue edition of an upturned smile. It looked like a booklayer opus, but thankfully not one of his creepier ones. Plus the rogue edition of an upturned smile, the rogue edition of an upturned smile. Wrong size, wrong dirt, wrong tower, wrong frame, wrong sky. And the rogue edition of an upturned smile, the rogue edition of an upturned smile. Been put right, and she's once more enigmatic. The right removal of an upturned smile, the right removal of an upturned smile, the right removal of an upturned smile, the right removal of an upturned smile.
Again, I really don't know how you people do this stuff. That was brilliant.
That was amazing.
Well, thank you. Love we enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. Good fun. Excellent.
It sounds like you had fun with it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely superb. And I got a bit of that punky fury towards the end of that. Was that through the James Barbowen disapproval? Did it go into that sort of location?
No, I was just trying to channel some anger down the ages from the 16th century to now. You know, it's not all been lovely, has it?
Have you been listening to my radio show every morning? You shouldn't be doing that. That's it's not good. It's not good for your health. Did you hear that laugh from Katie there? She completely concurs with that statement. Yes. So, James, you're Huddersfield, is it?
I live in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. Yeah.
Okay, and you've been doing this folk punk thing for how long? How long have you been doing?
Oh, decades. Yeah, I mean, mostly over the last 20 years, but a long time. I've been doing all sorts of stuff, and sort of writing my own songs, and travelling lots in Europe, and I've also been, you know, America and New Zealand and places like that, and doing gigs, which is lovely to have the opportunity to travel and play my guitar and rant at people.
Yes, it's always fun ranting. I make a living at it, but no one pays me to do this stuff. So just ranting. So are you enjoying your journey down to Torquay at the moment?
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah. So it's a bit of a holiday and an opportunity to swim in the sea and hang out with Hugh.
Another one.
Yeah, it's great.
another swimmer in the sea, honestly. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I know. Here it comes. Okay, I think it would be appropriate to hear some of your music. Is it okay. Bar or is it James? How do we address
you? Bar is my nickname. James is my given name. So
I've only ever known him as Bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my 25 years, I've never called him James yet.
Yeah. No, you can start now.
I think you just did. So James Barr Bowen, and this is a track called Everything Changes, and it's from an album called The Lie of the Land.
Stand tall, even hobbling on one leg. All I can do is ask of you not to make me beg. My desperate pride from deep down inside, grant protection from the rain. This old heart and mind's too fragile, you find, will never stand. Trust you with the good times, the laughter in the sun. I thought the misery would never catch up with me out here on the run. I can't trust you in my truth, I can't trust you in my heart. I'm heading for the border with a heart-taking pursuit. I got a couple of hours head start. Everything changes with a blue bolt flash and a wistful smile. A jealous heart and a brave face front have a certain desperate style. Foundations rocking earthquakes, lifeblood pumps still faster. Heading straight in with my eyes wide open to an uncertain man-made disaster. Your feet in my shoes, I put my hand in yours. Cogs will turn and fuses will burn, all behind closed doors. I put my feet in your shoes, you put your hand in mine. The signifier and the signified, I never saw the sign. Changes with a blue bolt flash and a wistful smile. A jealous heart and a brave face front have a certain desperate style. Foundations rocking earthquakes, lifeblood pumps still faster. Heading straight in with my eyes wide open to an uncertain man-made disaster. In the capable hands, someone who looks quite like you. I'll apportion the blame, dodge the comeback the same. Some say like I always do. Trepidation's tense and the foreboding sense run once more in my veins. As nameless sounds slide past my window from a speeding southbound train. Changes with a blue bolt flash and a wistful smile. A jealous heart and a brave face front have a certain desperate style. Foundations rocking earthquakes, lifeblood pumps still faster. Heading straight in with my eyes wide open to an uncertain disaster. Everything changes with a blue bolt flash and a wistful smile.
Everything changes. Oh, my volume's a bit up in here. Crikey, everything changed. What a great song. And it had that attitude, James. Very, very
good. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Even though it's a love song and about looking after each other, it still has a bit of attitude.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I guess it's expected now. So you came down here specifically about something about Sounds School, you were saying earlier.
Oh, right, yeah, no, so I've been involved for 30 years or more with a radical education publisher called LibEd, Libertarian Education, and one of the guys who we published several books by was also one of the founders of Sand School, a guy called David Gribble, and he died a couple of years ago,
right.
And we've been meaning to do a kind of a more memorial weekend or something, and obviously COVID intervened and blah, blah, blah. So we're actually on Saturday at Sand School, there's a gathering, or there's several gatherings of smaller groups of people, and a relaunch of one of his books, a book called Real Education, which is all about radical education projects around the world. So that was a kind of the primary idea of why to come south. But also to come and visit Hugh and hang out here and, like I say, swim in the sea and
lovely.
Do all those holiday things.
Well,
so it's been great.
Yeah, you got the weather for it as well. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
It's going to be
a fantastic
hot day, everyone. Factor 50. So, Katie, what are we playing out with today?
We're playing out with the final player in Team England. I think maybe he could be the goalie if we give him a role. Jack Rutter is a great, highly respected folk singer, guitarist and multi-instrumentalist from West Yorkshire. And he's become highly sought after collaborator by Seth Lakeman, Sam Sweeney, Jackie Oates, among others. But I've picked a track from his second solo album, Gold of Scar and Shale, and it's called Field Fair.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
It's been wonderful to play tracks today. Thanks, Peter. It's great to meet you.
And
Bar.
Okay, and Hugh, yeah, lovely. Great stuff.
Thank you for your song, James Barr Bowen. Hugh's gone to go to a meeting, so we lost Hugh Nankerville, but we thank him as well. It's been a lovely
That's
morning.
That's another song title, isn't it? Lost Hugh Nankerville.
Yeah, I think I'll work on that. Okay, this is Jack Rutter and Field Fairs, and thank you for listening to the show this morning, folks. We'll see you not next week, but the week after.
Field fairs, bonny field fairs, it's well I know your cry. When in great flocks you're sweeping over the hills so high. Welcome back to the moorlands from Norway's fell. And shorelands. Welcome back to Wharfdale. Now October's almost spent. Ah, but field fairs, lilting field fairs, you're not singing today. Why do you bide so silent since you've crossed o'er the raging sea? Are you broken-hearted since your dearest home you've parted? Leaving far from this Yorkshire moorland your nests in the tall fir trees. Curlews, larks and pewits all have gone from the moor. and frost has gripped the land again. All life that dwells out of doors, you'll not wait while May time for summer dews and hay time. Long before the hay is mown this year, your mates will call you home. Oh, field fairs, bonny field. This cold bed, my hands are thin and blue. The pain is growing stronger as the winter nights grow longer. Will you miss my face in the morning when the old years change to new? The stormcock sings in the new year, sitting high upon yon hash, and he sings the loudest sweet song as the winds do beat and lash. Robins and throstles follow, and when comes o'er the swallow, the birds will sing in the woodland under a clear summer sky.